The middle class has been shrinking for decades as income growth continues to favor top earners, while wages for people without a four-year college degree have fallen. 90.5 WESA's On Lee Herring reports research suggests a way out of that downward cycle, assigning more value to workers' skills than to their education level.
You want to play with your ball?
It's a sunny morning, and Marquesha Robinson and her three daughters play in their backyard with their new puppy. They were able to get the dog earlier this year after moving into their own home from a two-bedroom apartment.
My life has changed, I'll say maybe like 100%, honestly. Things that I never imagined are happening. My kids are happier than I've ever seen them before, seriously.
Until last year, homeownership was out of the question. Ever since dropping out of high school a decade ago, Robinson had been stuck in food service and retail jobs. Even after getting her diploma in 2019, she kept getting turned down for better work.
It was the education, because the requirements would say, you know, a two-year degree or certain things like that, you know, that I just didn't have.
Robinson finally got her break when she applied for a job with UPMC. About a year ago, the healthcare giant launched a program to recruit workers like her, whose job skills could translate to higher paid work. Robinson's customer service experience set her up to work at UPMC Health Plan, where she calls patients to help them keep up with prescriptions. Her wages have increased by $6 an hour.
I've always liked to talk to people. I've always liked to interact with people. So really, it was easy for me to catch on.
That kind of upward mobility has become increasingly rare, especially for those without four-year college degrees. But research released last year by the Federal Reserve shows that programs like UPMC's could be a ladder up for low-wage workers. The study looked at lower-wage occupations and found about half of them rely on skills that also qualify people for higher-paying jobs. Workers who made that switch could earn an average of nearly $15,000 more a year.
There are good jobs out there, and people have skills. We often think of, we use the word low skill. Everybody has some kind of skill.
Patrick Harker is president of the Philadelphia Fed. He says one promising way to encourage job transitions is a program known as a pay-for-success system. The idea is the government shares the risk of a new hire by paying their wages early on. If a worker stays on long enough, the employer reimburses those costs. State and federal officials are exploring the concept since private philanthropies have gotten encouraging results. Harker says in the long run, employers would also be wise to cultivate the talent they already have.
Your best employees are probably right there, and you just need to recognize that and invest in them before we go out and try to constantly hire from outside in a very competitive market.
So the first machine I actually started on is this one.
Adam Helfenstein stands next to a big steel grinder at Washington, PA-based factory Precision Marshall. He's been with the firm for nearly a decade, and while he hasn't benefited from a pay-for-success program himself, his is the kind of story it hopes to repeat. He started on the floor after getting his associate's degree and being employed as an iron worker, but now he manages all the plant's operations. That meant picking up new computer skills, but Helfenstein says his experience on the shop floor made for a smooth transition.
Being here doing it, it made it a quick turnaround. Basically, very minimal training. You could basically go on to the next job, for the most part, really quickly.
Precision Marshall CEO Tom Sedlak says he hasn't always gotten that kind of return from college graduates.
I have an MBA, and I've seen this before, where people, because they think they have a college degree or an advanced degree, they think they're going to get the corner office or, okay, so who's going to make that spreadsheet for me? And it's, no, you're the one making the spreadsheet.
Sedlak says some college graduates have excelled, but it's not academic credentials that make the biggest difference. On Lee Herring, 90.5 WESA News.